comes in from Marcelo. Knotted down in front. Control by Jesus. Running on to it. It's Coutinho!
Chicharito dropped it back. Give and go. Chicharito from Guardado. Here he comes. Hernandez leads it. Lozano. Cutting. Looking. Shooting. Lozano. Go. Mexico leads.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the gorgeous Gale in Rice Village, this is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. Here's Glenn Davis.
Kieran Trippier has not scored for his country in his career. And that one is in! First career goal for Kieran Trippier! Space and time to get this cross in. Perisic charging in! Croatia's tied the game! Ivan Perisic! Give him the space and time to play this in. Walker able to stab it up in the air. Trippier out duel by Perisic. Mandzukic got there and scores! Mario Mandzukic! Croatia take the lead in extra time of the World Cup semifinal!
Welcome into the gorgeous Gale, 55-55 Morningside Drive in Rice Village. This is the World Cup home of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 official. And today this place was packed with fans coming in for the Croatia-England game. And spectacular for Croatia today, 2-1 winners over England. Nobody thought they were going to come back in the second half the way they did. Trippier in the 5th minute, Perisic in the 68th, Mandzukic in the 109th. It was an amazing day for Croatia. England go out prideful, but in the end, this was a Croatia that was not going to be denied. We'll talk about it here tonight. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. We'll break this down. Brian Dunseth will join me tonight from Sirius Radio. Marcelo Balboa, who played in a World Cup for the United States. Adolfo Machado of the Houston Dynamo, who played for Panama in the World Cup, also will join us on the show tonight. We got a couple of, we have one Croatian very happy fan in here right now. It's 55-55 Morningside Drive. That's the place to be here tonight. You can call in tonight at 713-780-3776. So our World Cup final is finally set. It's France-Croatia. Let's get your thoughts on this. Let's get your thoughts on what Croatia did today. Quickly, let's go to some sound from Gareth Southgate. Here's what the English manager had to say after England went out today 2-1 to Croatia. Let's run that sound from Gareth Southgate.
Well, over the piece, did you deserve better? I don't know. I think first half we were really good. And, we maybe could have got another. And at periods throughout the game we had chances, I think. There was a spell in the second half, they got the goal, their tails were up, we had to really weather the storm, we lost our way a little bit. Possibly at that moment, that experience of being ahead in a big game like this and we were hanging on a little bit rather than trying to control the game. Great credit in extra time. We got some control back into the game and showed some more composure. The biggest thing is you see the supporters at the end and their reaction. That tells you what the players have given, not just tonight, but over the period. And I can't ask any more than what the players and staff have given.
It is the toughest thing to take that you gave yourself the opportunity to win tonight. And obviously you did have those chances, especially in the first half.
Yeah, absolutely. I think knockout football is fine margins, and when you have spells in a game against a side with real quality, then you've got to make them count. And we probably needed that second goal early in the game.
All the players have obviously gone to the physical limit. Was Harry Kane 100% fit tonight?
No issues before the game. I think by the end, of course, several players are out on their feet and moved down to 10 with Kieran having to go off as well. So but again, that shows you everything they've given.
Was there a lack of experience to a degree in the way the match did map out? Was that a factor?
Well, I think we are where we are as a team. You know, we've come an incredible long way in a short space of time, and the experiences of the matches with Colombia, Sweden, the whole thing is probably beyond where we thought we might be able to go. So tonight, in the end, we weren't quite there. But the team will be stronger for that.
So that was Gareth Southgate, the England manager. Again, this first hour is brought to you by the Texas Children's Hospital. We appreciate their great support. In fact, heading over there tomorrow to hand out some soccer balls with Eileen Dowd and Freddie Reyes. All right, so let's do a cliff notes of this 2-1 Croatia game. Let's take your phone calls as well. 713-780-3776. So Trippier in the fifth minute. I mean, this does not start better for England. Fifth minute free kick, amazing quality. Gets it up and over the wall, gets it to bend down. And it's the fifth minute, it's 1-0, and everybody had said coming into this game, Croatia's, had to go to extra time twice, they're tired. So this is the start. England in the first half, clearly the better team. Their biggest problem here is that they don't finish plays in the final third of the field, and they don't get the second goal during their best times. And, you, me, and a lot of people at home are going, well, there's going to be some sort of pushback at some point from Croatia. We did not know that we were going to get that pushback, okay, to be honest. Because they did look ragged. They didn't really answer the bell well. But as much as we got more open play from England in the quarterfinals, we got some in the first half again, but it did not lead to chances. It did not lead to goals. And this, again, will be the Achilles heel for a very young England team under Gareth Southgate. So 0-0 at halftime. And out comes Croatia in the second half, and they're a completely different team. They have willpower. They have strength. They are going into tackles. They've got stamina. All of a sudden, they're grabbing the midfield with Luka Modric and Ivan Rakitic taking over. You're getting more from Perisic, Rebic, and Mandzukic, which was, by the way, one of my big talking points coming in to this game. Will Modric, will Rakitic get support from Perisic, Rebic, and Mandzukic? And they did. And not only the goals that Perisic scored in the 68th and Mandzukic in the 109th, but they got support, better play. They got higher up the field. This is a fairy tale for the manager Zlatko Dalic, no question. But you tell me out there how you can't be impressed with what Croatia did today. And listen, prideful for England, young team, amazing experience that they got. They'll play for the third place match against Belgium on Saturday. But this was all, this story's Croatia. This is a country of 4 million people. It's a country that right now is, through the roof right now. You can imagine being over in Zagreb right now. Luka Modric, the man's amazing. You're sitting at home watching this on TV or in a bar, and you're going, it's easy for us to look at a monitor and say, this is where the ball should go. And yet every time, he sees these things faster than anybody. The way he looks at the game and sees things is remarkable, because he sees them better than 99% of the people out there. So 20 years ago, Croatia lost in the semifinals to France in 98. That has been the bar. That has been the bar that Croatia has tried to climb and kind of reset it now. That's with players like Davor Šuker, Zvonimir Boban, Alan Boksic, Slaven Bilic. These are all historic Croatian names. Robert Jarni, Robert Prosznecki. They were winning against France in that semifinal 1-0 and ended up losing 2-1, Lilian Thuram scoring twice. Croatia. I'm not always an analytics guy. Sometimes they tell the truth. Sometimes they don't quantify anything. Croatia, statistically, 22-11 shots for England. 7-1 on target. England had one shot on goal. 8 corners to 4, Croatia. 54% of the ball possession. Dominated the middle third for most of the second half on. 496 passes to 377, so it's another 120 than England had. just to benefit and remind you and validate the amount of possession they had. 713-780-3776. Is this as remarkable to you as it is to me, Croatia's turnaround in this game? And are we going to be concerned about their energy and their work ethic going into a Sunday final against France, having played three matches in extra time? I mean, the resiliency is incredible. It's incredible. 2-1 winners today over England after an English first half that had everything looking so promising for three Lions fans. It was packed over here at the Gorgeous Gale. It was packed in other places around town as well. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. Now, on the game-winning goal from Mandzukic, John Stones is assuming and is relaxed and assuming England is going to clear a ball. Cardinalson, defenders, always you have to assume the worst. It's up to you to be cautious and to be the ones thinking about if, in fact, we lose possession or somebody loses a header or we lose a second ball. Stones shut down. And in that quick moment, the ball was headed back in. He's caught by Mandzukic. He gets a step on him. Mandzukic finishes and scores, and that's the game winner. He got a step on him, Mandzukic, on John Stones. Zlatko Dalic, the manager of Croatia, saying, "One heart, one soul, one Croatia." That was his comment after the game. That was on Twitter. This was fantastic for a country of 4.2 million people. People that are hard people. Fought through a Croatian war of independence. Without a doubt affected every single guy on that team in some form or capacity with either their extended family or personally themselves. Modric's grandfather, I believe, was slaughtered, was a farmer. So this is unbelievable stuff, and this goes a lot deeper. And this is an amazing moment for the country of Croatia. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. Weigh in on both semifinals. France over Belgium. Key for France, getting the game's first goal, Samuel Umtiti. It's off a set piece. France in the second half elected to shut it down, choked the game off. They took the edge off of Romelu Lukaku. I don't think there's any question. He was not a factor. Eden Hazard gave it his all, was constantly harassed by two and three defenders, was on the perimeter of things, didn't find a lot of space central. They could not penetrate the French. And this is straight out of the playbook of Didier Deschamps. And he had his team buying into this. He had Pogba defending. He had a line of six at the back sometimes in moments with four in midfield. And, you know, you're looking at your TV screen and you're going, okay, I'm waiting for a striker for France to come back into the picture. Then you realize, well, the two guys in midfield that are central defending in front of Kante are Antoine Griezmann and his counterpart up front, Olivier Giroud. So they choked the game off, and in the end, you know, it looks like a tactical masterpiece. Yeah, they had chances, Belgium, especially in the first half. There was two really good moments for Hazard. So that golden generation of Belgium didn't get it done. What do you think of the France effort yesterday? 1-0 over Belgium. If you're out and about in your car, 5555 Morningside Drive is the place to be. It's the Gorgeous Gale. We're going to be here Saturday after the third place game. We'll be here Sunday after the World Cup final. Peter Kingston, his staff over here, Goose, have all done a wonderful job here. This is a great place to watch the World Cup. 713-780-3776, 5555 Morningside Drive over in Rice Village. It was packed here today. It's been packed throughout the World Cup. Get in here this weekend. See it out. It's going to be a great time. But today we saw a remarkable game from Croatia. 2-1 winners over England. Stunning everybody. And then yesterday we saw the French get a 2-1 victory. A 1-0 victory over Belgium with Umtiti getting the goal in that one. And that's your World Cup final. So let's get your World Cup final thoughts on France-Croatia, either of the semifinals. It's up to you. Give us your thoughts now at 713-780-3776. Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Center. It's the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. This is a shining star in Houston, Texas. Texas Children's has over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials. It's dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. I'm heading over there tomorrow with Eileen Dowd and Freddie Reyes. Going to blow up some soccer balls tonight at home, courtesy of Nike. We're going to go room to room down there tomorrow. We're going to hand out soccer balls to patients, talk a little World Cup, try and take their minds off of some of the amazing challenges these kids have. And they are amazing warriors along with their parents. There's tons of soccer fans down there because of the amount of patients that come from not only here in Houston and the United States, but from around the world. So our thanks to Texas Children's Hospital and their support and our presenting sponsor we get from them for this first hour. We have a raffle going on up here. We got swag. We got tickets to the Dynamo Texas Derby against FC Dallas. We've got a pair of tickets to America de Cali and Nacional of Colombia, which is a part of a Colombian festival. So right now as we go to break, caller number 7, you get the pair of tickets to America de Cali Nacional when we come back. It's going to be more soccer talk here. We'll take your phone calls. That seventh caller at 713-780-3776. You win the tickets to see America de Cali.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the gorgeous Gale in Rice Village, this is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. Here's Glenn Davis.
The ensuing corner swung in, header on frame! The opening goal! Samuel Umtiti! Is that the goal that puts France in a World Cup final?
Welcome back to Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We're at 55-55 Morningside Drive in Rice Village. Get out to the gorgeous Gale tonight if you're out and about driving around. Come in and get a good cocktail. Big day for Croatia. Not as big a day for the Three Lions, but England go out proudly with a very young English team under Gareth Southgate. Again, we thank the Texas Children's Hospital for their presenting sponsorship here in the first hour. So thank you, TCH. And we're heading down there tomorrow with soccer balls to visit some of the patients. We've got Soccer Matter swag out here. We've got a number of great gift items here come in, raffle. We got some Dynamo tickets for the Texas Derby against FC Dallas. You can also buy tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. That's on the 21st. That's coming up. So stick with us. We'll have Brian Dunseth on the show, Marcelo Balboa, Adolfo Machado of the Houston Dynamo, and also coming in live in the 8 o'clock hour, Nick Vyarekovic of the University of St. Thomas. He's the women's soccer coach, but has been following the World Cup as well, so we'll talk to Nick tonight as well. So we got France-Croatia. That's your World Cup final. We want to get your thoughts on it. 713-780-3776. Also a big thank you. It was over again today at Fox 26 in the morning with both Melissa and Jose on the morning show. A lot of fun over there with them the last 2 days talking soccer. And very important that we thank the mainstream media for covering the World Cup and our sport. And also to Ruma Dominguez as well, who, you know, religiously have covered this. Let's go to the phone line, 713-780-3776, and Diego. Diego, what's on your mind? Diego, are you there? Okay, we're trying to patch Diego through again. We're at 55-55 Morningside Drive in Rice Village. And the gorgeous Gale has been the scene of a packed scene here for the World Cup. Do we have Diego? Okay, Diego, what's on your mind, Diego? Okay. Trying to get Diego. He's out there somewhere. We're going to get to hear Diego eventually. Diego, you there? Okay, so that, well, that was good radio. It happens, right? It happens. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Bringing in now Victor Ariza, who is a part of Soccer Matters and really does a lot of tremendous work, not only with the social media, but with his opinions on soccer. So, Victor, give me your thoughts today on Croatia. You heard what I had to say in the opening monologue. What were some of your thoughts on the Croatia-England game?
That has to be one of the gutsiest performances by a team in a World Cup game, especially for this Croatia team to come from two games back-to-back, going the distance, 120 minutes, and then doing it again in this occasion. It was impressive. I honestly didn't think they had it in them because of the tired legs of the guys like a guy like Luka Modric, who is their leader, but has had to not only work with this Croatia team, but let's remember, he arrived late to the camp because he was in the Champions League with Real Madrid, and you know, going into the beginning days of June for that competition,
played in the Champions League final. So yeah, that's a great point.
And you see the way a guy like him battled, and not just him. You had Mandzukic, you had Perisic, you had everybody, but particularly him. If they go on to win this on Sunday, I mean, he's got to win the Ballon d'Or, right?
Yeah, no question. Listen, coming into this, we were doing the drum roll for Perisic, Rebic, and Mandzukic to step up and support Modric and Rakitic more by making plays. And they did make plays, Perisic in the 68th, Mandzukic in the 109th. Okay, let's go back to Michael in studio. I think you said we have a caller, Michael. Yeah, who? David? All right, let's go to the phone lines and David.
Hey, Glenn, thanks for taking my call. I'm not the best soccer guy in the world. I don't know that much about it, but I just had a quick question. And I like your show because it helps me get some information. I watched something about Ronaldo going to this other team. Now, I follow the three major sports. Can you compare that to something that I would understand better? I mean, is it a big deal? Or I don't really know the whole process in Alhiga, but listen, man, thank you.
Okay, David, thank you very much. So somebody brought Ronaldo. He's moving to Juventus. It's a deal. It's done. Look, if you look in the world of sports, globally, top athlete / celebrity, which was like David Beckham when he came to Major League Soccer, that's Cristiano Ronaldo. Okay, so this is a monster move. A lot of people didn't think it was going to happen. Some of the Real Madrid fanboys around the world thought it was never going to happen. In fact, they were very vocal saying it won't happen. And that's what happens when you get blinded by the support and loyalty of your team. So this is a big move. This is a move for a number of reasons. He's got to be the guy. He's got to be the number one guy. Number two, he's going to a league, and he could not stay in the Spanish league after what he did with Real Madrid. So he had to either go to the Premier League, the Bundesliga, or Italy. He's going to the Serie A with a very famous team that's gone deep in the Champions League. They want to win the Champions League. He is a Champions League winner. The Champions League may one day be named after Cristiano Ronaldo because of the amount of times he's won it. So this is a big move. He's an older man now. His game has changed. He can still score goals if they surround him with the right team. And by the way, he's going to be playing with Mandzukic, who had the game winner today in the semifinals. So it's a big move. Juventus is a big Italian club. It's got tremendous history. And this man is also a celebrity. So I would love to look at how they get their return on him. It's jersey sales, and it would also be potentially winning the Champions League because that's what he wants to do, and that's what Juventus wants to do. And then one day you're going to see him in Major League Soccer, likely in Miami to conquer America because he is celebrity, and that's why guys like Ibrahimovic and Beckham come here. It's because they want to expand their brand in this market. 713-780-3776. Christian, what's on your mind, Christian?
Good evening, Glenn Davis. How are you, sir?
Very good. I'm always in the mood for good radio, and this drum roll you always give me, Christian, it's very supportive. I appreciate it. So what do you got today?
Well, one main question I got to ask. I know that the Croatia-France game is going to be something interesting on Sunday morning. I can't wait to get up and watch that. But when it comes down to England, when it comes down to the fact that everybody in England was basically not only happy but ecstatic that they were making it all the way up to the round of four to the semifinals, only for them to lose out today and have to play the third place game against Belgium. Do you think that England might have what it takes to, I don't know, remain a soccer superpower for years to come? Or do you think that, much like Germany this year, and much like teams in the past, dating back to Brazil in 2002, that they might probably flounder out in the first round in 2022?
This is tremendous experience that they have gathered in this World Cup. It is a very young team. I love the manager. He's a young manager with young ideas. I think he handled these players wonderfully. This was a total success for England. I mean, look, we can all be unrealistic with our teams, right? We you know, when the Rockets are making a run, we all think we're going to win the NBA title. These things happen. These things happen with fans, and England has tremendous history, and it's a great run for the first time in a long time. But I think also people connected with the difference between this England and England of the past. There was a newness. There was a freshness. There was a boldness from young players. There was a boldness from a manager that was really connecting. And you could see that as players were playing for him. I think this bodes incredibly well for the next World Cup, which is 4 years from now. It goes cyclical. I mean, look at Germany, right? Germany didn't even get out of their group. And they were the defending World Cup champions. They've been the best national team in the world over the last 10 years. They will have to come back bigger, better, stronger, and younger. There's no doubt about it. So these things can be cyclical. England is one of the great cultural soccer-playing nations on the planet. And they're going to come back bigger, better, and stronger. This has been a success for them. Look, you can say what you want, easy group. Tunisia, Panama to start, you know, Belgium, you make eight changes, you get on the right side of the bracket, and you, anybody would have said if you were going to get Colombia, you were going to get Colombia, Sweden, and Croatia to get to a World Cup final, you would have taken it, right? Anybody would say
right.
That. Okay, but doesn't matter. You have to beat what's in front of you. This was a success for England, no question about it. You can condition it any way you want. Which way, which how, doesn't matter. This was a success for the English national team program. They had an under-20 team that won the under-20 World Cup. They had an under-17 that won the under-17 World Cup. And none of those, you know, we're not even talking about those guys yet. So things look good for England going forward here. I don't think any question. All right, Christian?
Right. I can understand you on that, Mr. Davis.
Okay, anything else?
That, No, sir. I'm probably going to go ahead on and go. I'll talk to you if you have a Sunday show after the World Cup, and I will talk to you on social media until then at Glenn Davis SLC.
Thank you, Christian. I appreciate it very, very much. And Christian reminded you we're going to be out here at the Gorgeous Gale, 5555 Morningside Drive, both Saturday after the third place game and Sunday after the World Cup final. So I'm camping out here this weekend. We're going to have a lot of fun. It has been tremendous fun here. At the Gorgeous Gale. Let me just drop one in here for Bud Light right now. As host of Soccer Matters, the World Cup's here. The games are played, have been played during working hours. You may be working on Saturday or Sunday. Hope not, and hope you can get out here to the Gorgeous Gale. But the one thing that's helped us survive this catastrophe has been our friends. It's made it easier to get away from the boss, make up excuses, and extend lunch breaks to 90-something minutes. So a big thank you to our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the 2018 World Cup games and proud sponsor of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. There's been a few Bud Lights drank during this World Cup. No question about that. I've got a beer expert next to me, Tyler Scott, who's an aficionado. Trust me, this guy knows more about beer than I forgot in a day. 713-780-3776. By the way, Fred Fowler killed it, man. He picked England, France, Croatia to all go deep. So I was on the blitz, man, before coming on here. All I can say is well done, Fred. Fred did some real research, and, you know, we all know Fred knows his gambling. So if you want to learn how to do that, you talk to Fred. I think AJ knows his stuff too, but I think that's Fred's area of expertise. AJ's more mixed martial arts and all that heavy stuff. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. We're going to take a quick break here from the Gorgeous Gale. We'll come back. We got more to go here tonight, including former U.S. international Marcelo Balboa, Brian Dunseth, of SiriusXM is coming up next.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the gorgeous Gale and Rice Village, this is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. Here's Glenn Davis.
How much fun has it been down here at 5555 Morningside Drive, the gorgeous Gale, throughout this World Cup? Tonight we have a live show. If you're out and about on the town, come on in. 5555 Morningside Drive in Rice Village. This place has been packed during the World Cup. Saturday, we've got the third place game. We'll do live radio after that. Sunday, we got the World Cup final. We'll go live after that as well. And we've been treated just so wonderfully down here. It's been exciting to be a part of this, and we're finally coming to the culmination. So this weekend, get in early at the Gorgeous Gale at Rice Village because it's been a lot of fun. We got Soccer Matter swag here. We're giving tickets out to the Dynamo FC Dallas. We've got the ESPN promo team in here as well. Real quick here, reminder, you find the podcast of this show at podcastarena.com and on iTunes. Hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, Facebook, Soccer Matters, Instagram, Glenn Davis Sock, and then, of course, you can go to sportsmap.com, get some World Cup recaps with my good friend Victor Ariza. So lots of places to get great soccer information. And, again, my thanks to Fox 26 this morning for having me on the last couple of days talking World Cup, important platforms for the game of soccer. One of the good guys in soccer broadcasting and in the media, former Major League Soccer defender, also a host of SiriusXM Counterattack. You hear him there, and he's also Real Salt Lake's color analyst. What else? I mean, this guy's got a dossier longer than Zinedine Zidane. His name is Brian Dunseth. He's been on this show before. Brian, what's happening?
My man, I'm just like you. The swindle continues.
No, we call it smoke and mirrors, right?
Yeah, I'll take either of it.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you, you do a wonderful job. You're studied. You're up on it. You got great opinions. We can't slight ourselves too much. We take this very serious, our platforms, and we have fun with it as well. So let you and me have a little bit of fun here for the next 8 minutes. Croatia. Are you shaking your head like me about that willpower, that stamina, that effort, that unbelievable desire from a country of 4.2 million people?
Yeah, Glenn, it's been incredible. All the conversation coming into this match was the pure and simple conversation of they've gone to back-to-back overtime. How in the world can they come up against a fresh England side that has all the firepower that you could imagine? Harry Kane leading the Golden Boot race right now. I don't think anybody saw this coming. Croatians obviously will say, well, we're too Premier League centric. You should have seen how this team was built. It is a team built on kind of just under the radar superstars. But like you said, even going down a goal 6 minutes into this match, the steel, the stones, the work ethic, they were up for the battle, and the referee allowed this game to be played amongst 22 men.
These guys were not to be denied. And, you know, I don't like taking it here always, but we have to remind maybe some of the mainstream sports fans that these guys on Croatia, they all have history with civil war. They've had that affect their families. It has affected them personally. And people forget that. You know, the Croatian Civil War is a part of the lives of these guys. These are very tough, very hard men, as we saw. And they were not going to be denied here today. One of my big talking points, Dunny, going into this was that Perisic, Mandzukic, Rebic had to step up, had to produce more in the last third of the field and be better in support of Ivan Rakitic and Luka Modric. And I would say that was a stunning success today.
Yeah, it absolutely was. And for me, Perisic was my man of the match.
Well, guess what? He was also Budweiser's man of the match, Dunny. You picked the right guy. Budweiser picked him, too.
Yeah, well, that's good. Then we're in agreement. yeah, I mean, listen, Luka Modric and Rakitic bossed that midfield around, and their work ethic was not to be denied. But for me, Perisic, it comes down to two plays. Number one, it comes down to him getting in front of Kyle Walker, being proactive as opposed to reactive. And I know there's a conversation about a dangerous play. Was it Perisic's boot too high near the face? Did Kyle Walker allow that to happen by making a diving attack, you know, attack for the ball? But he hits the post 3 minutes later. And then that header where Trippier puts two hands to his back, he flicks it into space. And right in between mid-pass between Harry Maguire and John Stones, Mandzukic jumps all over it. Yeah, this front three, they were animals, absolutely animals. And give Dalic credit because he took a risk putting Kramaric on the bench and bringing Bozovic in to play a 4-1-4-1, and it absolutely paid off.
Yeah, it helped him win the midfield, and that was the move, 100%. So I mentioned to Marcelo Balboa earlier in the day that I was just so impressed with the last four managers that have been here in their own ways, because what I see with the eye test is these guys are definitely, the players on these teams are buying into what all four of these last four managers have done. Roberto Martinez with Belgium, Deschamps with France, Dalic with Croatia, and Southgate with England. Would you agree with that? I was as interested in those guys in some cases, listening to them in press conferences and then seeing their actions and what they did with their teams.
Yeah, absolutely. And all four of them in probably much different stages of their careers, right? Because it's not just the tactics, it's the psychology. You know, Gareth Southgate failed at Middlesbrough. Then he takes an FA job. Then he's kind of handed the 21s to a moderate amount of success. And people forget, if it wasn't Big Sam having a glass of wine and getting caught on an undercover camera talking about how to circumvent the system, Big Sam's in charge. And this England team looks drastically different. Dalic for Croatia is 51 years old, and he's coached in Croatia, Albania, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE, yet he's taking Croatia to a World Cup final. Deschamps, as the next player, has lifted the World Cup trophy. But we were wondering tactically how he could assess the game. And then you have Roberto Martinez, to which a lot of the English media have piled on and saying, tactically, not good enough. I think he's been good enough, and I think arguably, even though Belgium's not in the finals, I think they've had the best performances top to bottom since the opening of this World Cup.
Yeah, those are all tremendous points, and I don't think there's any question. It's quick to pile on managers, but these guys have all, for me, been shining stars. And, you know, the big thing is, and I know you know this, is when you see how players are reacting to a manager and if they're carrying out a plan and if there are no dissenters in the group and they truly believe in it. And we saw four great examples of that with these teams. And then we saw, you know, a team that had a coach that was totally chaotic and out of control with Sampaoli in Argentina. So pretty interesting stuff. So back to the point that you made, Dunny, we're talking to Brian Dunseth, SiriusXM analyst for Real Salt Lake, former Major League Soccer defender. Let's go back to what you just said about being able to physically now handle a final with France, because that was a question coming into this semifinal with England for Croatia. I guess at this point we got to just say they can handle it. They're superhuman, right?
Yeah, I, for me it's no longer a conversation. And I know people will say, guys, you're out of your mind. They've just now played over 100 minutes of extra football because they've gone to three straight overtime. But after watching that performance, and knowing that they're going into a World Cup final, I cannot underestimate this Croatian team in any way, shape, or form. And I know France is going to be the favorite, and I know France has Kylian Mbappe and Paul Pogba and N'Golo Kante and Antoine Griezmann and Giroud and Varane and Umtiti and Hugo Lloris and on and on and on. But there's something to be said about this collective of Croatia being more important than the individual. And once again, this is a Croatian team that won all three of their group games. They put three goals on Argentina. They conceded just one goal in the group stage. And now they're in the final despite going to three consecutive overtimes. I just think right now there's something special with this group.
Yeah, they've only given up 5 goals, 4 of them on set pieces. So amazing day, amazing turnaround, amazing, just you said it, Huevos. This team just, you know, how do you not jump on this train now? I'm jumping on the train. And we'll see what they do with France on Sunday. Dunny, as always, thank you for the insight. We appreciate you coming on the show. Throw out your Twitter handle, please, okay?
Yeah, it's at Brian Dunseth. And, Glenn, as always, you do a phenomenal job talking about the game and supporting the game in Houston. And I can't wait to catch up and grab a beer when I'm in town.
Yeah, we're gonna cross paths soon, so... Thank you, as always, for coming on. You're one of the great consistent guests on this show, and you always bring your A game, Dunny. Thank you for that.
Appreciate it, brother. Talk soon.
All right. That's Brian Dunseth, SiriusXM, former defender in Major League Soccer, and also does a great job hosting SiriusXM. It's called Counterattack if you've got satellite radio. We will have in a little bit Nick Fiorekovich is going to be on the show, the University of St. Thomas women's soccer coach, friend of mine also, but he's got a lot of thoughts on the World Cup tonight. We're going to bring him on. We're going to talk a little bit about his program. USTCelts.com is where, if you're a women's soccer player and you're interested, you will go. But Nick will be on the show shortly. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. Is the number to call in here. Anything on your mind World Cup related here? Talk Croatia 2-1 over England. You can talk France over Belgium. French put a stranglehold really on Belgium yesterday in that game. And I think the game's first goal has become so vital internationally. And you saw a lot of Didier Deschamps come out after France got that first goal, especially in the second half when they elected to defend it, and he did that. That ends up making him a tactical genius because they put a bit of a chokehold on Belgium. Do you agree with that? Were the French clearly the better team in the 1-0 win over Belgium? Took Lukaku out of it. The team shape they had, the depth they had, you know, at times 6 and 5 across the back, with either 4 or 5 in front of them. Griezmann and Olivier Giroud back defending with 100% intensity. Of course, that fits in very well for Griezmann, who does that for Atletico Madrid under Diego Simeone. 713-780-3776. This is your place to be. 5555 Morningside Drive. So, French performance, Victor. Your thoughts on what France did in the Belgium game.
Yeah, they got the win, and then they choked Belgium into defeat. And I think, you know, for the 1-0 defeat, and maybe some people will say, yeah, France defended, but, dude, come on. Belgium looked, they had the talent. They had looked dominant throughout performances in this World Cup, and they neutralized them. Like you said, Lukaku, how much had been talked about Lukaku and his movement, in, you know, as a forward and trying to open things up for his teammates, and they neutralized him. He wasn't a factor. De Bruyne, I mean, I don't know if that was more Belgium not going more to him and, you know, maybe trying to do things more through Eden Hazard, but De Bruyne was the assist king in the Premier League, and he wasn't a factor in this match.
Yeah, they were.
I mean, he was arguably your best player.
They were trying to play through both of them, but there was, you know, you're talking about Lukaku. There was no space for Romelu Lukaku to run into. Two center backs did a wonderful job on him, Varane and Umtiti. When you drop off and sit on top of your goalkeeper, there's no space for you to run into. So,
and the other thing is,
they effectively neutered the counterattacking game, and they said to Hazard and De Bruyne, okay, you guys try to beat us now. And every time Hazard picked the ball up, he had a second and third defender around him. Now, in the first half, he had some real chances. But, again, I go back to the tactic-changing first goal that the French got, and that, in the end, to me, really set the tone for the day.
And ultimately, they couldn't convert on the chances that they did have. I mean, Fellaini had a couple chances. A couple guys had some other chances, and they just couldn't put it on frame. And meanwhile, France, they knew all they had to do was defend, and then whenever they got to go forward, they had chances as well, and they tried their luck. They couldn't get it past Courtois because he had an amazing day as well. I mean, that can't be unsaid, but in the end...
Yeah, a couple of the great opportunities, though, were hit right at him. Those were saves we'd expect him to make, and he's been very good in the tournament, Courtois. But I mean, anybody who's going to get through a semifinal is going to have a couple of good saves from a goalkeeper. You're going to have some good fortune. You can look at both the teams that got to the final. There is always an element of good fortune that every team has to get to a World Cup final. I don't think there's any question that's you can go down in history and look at that. Everybody has sort of the day they call an off day, and you hope it doesn't punish you and send you home.
Yeah, but France and Croatia are both about the here and now. And that's the thing. For me, France, this is have to be in the back of their minds. They got to the final of the Euro on their own home soil, and they didn't close the job. And if that happens again on Sunday, that's going to be a huge failure for the French. On the other hand, Croatia, 100%. I mean, this is the best shot for these guys. I mean, are they ever going to get to another final? I mean, whether it be at Euro 2020
You could say that about anybody. I mean, you can say that about anybody. But for Croatia, it's a raising of the bar now because 98 was the bar. And now this was mentioned so much before the World Cup that it was time to eliminate the ghost of 98. And that's what Zlatko Dalic and Croatia has done. It is a final. Everybody navigates a tournament in their own ways. Today it was amazing from Croatia. Yesterday it was navigated very differently by France against Belgium. We're going to take a break here. Before we go to break here, though, quick word here for THS, which is Tranquility Home Systems. Now, this is my friend Jesse. You want 4K video technology, call Jesse. www.ths3inc.com is his website. Here's his personal number, 281-506-7822. He does home theater setup for a lot of the athletes in town. I mean, the guy's amazing. 281-506-7822. He also does networking, lighting design, motorized shades, home audio. They're proud sponsors, THS, of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. 281-506-7822 for all your home theater needs. Call Jesse, Tranquility Home Systems. A big thank you to all of our great sponsors on this show. And again, quickly, David on Facebook says, stats, they were truly reflective of the match today. If France controls all facets of the game, they'll win the cup on Sunday. Rodrigo de Luna, who is great in our soccer community, says hello. So a couple people are weighing in. I haven't even looked at Twitter. You can hit us up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. When we come back, Nick Bajarekovic of the University of St. Thomas women's soccer team will join me. We'll continue to talk World Cup. We'll take your phone calls at 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.